Hey everyone! It's been said that every quilt tells a story, and it's so true. But I also believe every quilter has a story to tell. I wanted to hear about the people behind these wonderful quilts and thought you'd enjoy hearing about their lives also. Welcome to A Quilter's Life! Family time is so important. I loved hearing how Martha Buckley's life has come full circle. From spending time with her grandparents to sharing with her grandchildren.
Thank you so much for being on A Quilter's Life. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Where were you born?
I was born in Marietta, and I have lived in Newport just about all my life.
Wow. So you were born in Marietta and raised in Newport. Do you have a special memory of growing up in Newport?
Oh, probably being close to grandparents.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time with growing up at grandma's.
Neat. I find that extra special because I grew up out in California, and I only had one grandmother when I was growing up, and she was in New York State. So getting to be close to grandparents is so special.
Yes.
I keep trying to figure out a better way to ask about employment. Some people work inside the home, some people work outside the home.
I worked outside the home for years, and about 2000 I quit working, and I've been stay at home now almost 20 years.
Wow. What kind of work did you do?
I did accounting.
Oh, neat.
Now I am, and grandma, which my grandkids call me Nanny, they're both in school now, but used to spend a lot of time with them.
That's neat, too. So not only did you get to spend time with your grandparents, your grandkids are getting to spend time with you.
Yeah, that's kind of full circle.
Yeah. Do you do other crafts?
Yes, I do. I like the scrapbook, if you call that a craft. And I also like to do viable art journaling where, you know, you draw pictures or something in a Bible, a journaling Bible.
Oh, neat. I haven't heard of that before, but that sounds really cool.
It is. It's pretty cool. You know, you order a special Bible for that after you draw in it in color. Of course, you can't read it too well. It's kind of neat to do that, special verses and things like that, and I really enjoy doing that.
Are there other hobbies like gardening or?
No. I did can a little bit this summer, but it's been a long time since I canned, and I enjoyed that, but no, I am not a gardener. We don't have a garden. We don't like those weeds that grow in the garden.
No. Rather just get on the mower and mow the grass, huh?
Well, I don't do that either, but my husband does.
So who introduced you to quilting?
You know, my grandma quilted when we were growing up, but I never had an interest in it until I quit working. And a friend of mine, we started going to the Amish country. Then we came back. There's a shop in Belfry, quilt shop. We went down there and we started taking classes. And it just bloomed from there.
Do you remember your first quilt?
Oh, yes. It was pretty crooked. Yeah, I didn't know how to square it up. I didn't know how to do anything with it. And that's what made me take lessons. And I did several classes down at the shop in Belfry. And just learned. And I went to the teacher's home probably for a year or two. And she taught me so many things, and I loved it. My favorite kind of quilting is probably applique. I have made, I would say, probably 60 quilts.
Wow. In doing applique, do you have a favorite pattern?
Yes, I do. I usually do the pattern. And I like to do the, like, the block of the month where you take January and do a snow scene, February and do a heart scene, like that.
Oh, okay.
I am working on one, actually two. I'm working on one for each of my grandkids. I'm working on that, and I have been on these quilts for almost 2 years. I put them away when there's holidays and stuff, and then I get them back out after we go, you know, get through with the holidays. And sometimes it's hard to get started back on them after you put them up.
It is. Do you have a favorite quilt?
I've done an Underground Railroad quilt, and that's probably my favorite one, yeah. I did that with a class. And I really like the colors in it and the story behind it. That's probably my favorite one, and it's tucked away in a tote where nobody sees it.
Oh, no. Do you pull it out every once in a while and look at it?
Oh, yeah. When people come and we start talking about quilting, oh, yeah, I get my quilts out and show them, but I don't really display them in my house. There's just no room, you know, 60 quilts. Where are you going to put 60 quilts? So, yeah, we're working on that problem now, trying to find a place where we can put them out.
While you're quilting, what's your favorite part of the process?
The finish. I would say probably just finding the pattern that you want to do. Just, you know, having it click, or just drawing you knew that was the one you wanted to do.
So do you just put up with the other parts of quilting, or do you enjoy the process?
I do enjoy the process, yeah. I like to share that excitement with anybody that comes through my door. Yeah, I enjoy quilting, and I'm really proud that I've learned how to do it, and that I have given away a lot of the quilts I've made, and the grandkids love looking at them. My kids like looking at them. I really like all parts of it.
Uh-huh. Is there a favorite tool you like to use?
Probably the seam ripper, maybe. I don't like to use it, but it comes in handy. No, I don't really know. Not particular, huh? No.
Yeah, I'm finding that they're all necessary to get a finished product.
So one thing I've learned so much is that the iron is needed, because you need to press your seams and you need to do the steps.
It looks so much better when you use an iron.
Yes, and you know, you get... Sometimes I get lazy and think, oh, I don't need to press that part. But, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
If you want your seams to match.
Yeah. So what was your worst quilting experience?
Well, this is almost embarrassing, but I never knew how to square the block up. I didn't have a cutter. The cutting mat.
Okay,
You know, the rotary cutter.
Yeah.
I could never figure out how to get that square until after I took lessons classes. And I used to put the block on the floor in the kitchen and try to square it up, because I had big blocks on my floor.
Okay.
And it would never be right, and I just could never figure that out. And once my teacher showed me what that was, it was like, man. And that's almost embarrassing to say, but, you know.
I think that's pretty ingenious of trying to use a square on the floor.
Oh, yeah, but you can't cut very good, because you got to pattern up. And, you know, it was never even. And my poor kids, they got the bad ones, you know, so... Sometimes when I see them, I'm like, oh, why don't you put these away? Don't leave these out. I don't want anybody to see these. You have to, you know, go through the bad to get to the good. I mean,
yeah.
And now none of them is, I wouldn't say any of them's just perfect, but they are a lot straighter than they used to be.
Why do you make quilts?
I don't know, to leave a memory, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
To leave something to, I don't know, there's just a passion in it. I I don't know.
Yeah. I'm wondering sometimes, what are people thinking, or what, can you remember what you were thinking when you just first started thinking, maybe I'll make a quilt? I'm kind of curious what the thought process is for people.
Yeah, I don't know why it attracted me. I guess, I had a lot of memories of my grandma doing it.
Uh-huh.
And thinking, that was good memories. And I don't know, maybe that a sense of accomplishment, maybe doing something.
Yeah, I'm just finding it interesting because there's those of us that were making these quilts and something drew us to it. And there's other people you talk to and they're like, I could never do that. And they have no desire to make a quilt. So I'm wondering what the divide is.
I don't know. And, I've heard people say, buying a piece of fabric, you're cutting it all up, and then you're sewing it together again. They don't
uh-huh.
have a point in that. And I'm
uh-huh.
like, but that's the joy of it, cutting it up, sewing it back together. Yeah, I don't, probably memories of grandma doing it makes me want to do it. And knowing that you can leave something that is useful. I mean, people do like the quilt.
So who do you make your quilts for?
I've put them in reunions, like our family reunion at country stores.
Mm-hmm.
I donated one to my grandkids when they was going to preschool. I donated one for their carnival.
Oh, neat.
I just shove them on people. Which one I give them. Here, take this. And my husband's always teasing me because on our bed we've got store-bought quilts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to get my good homemade quilts dirty. I don't want to ruin that. But, I give them away.
Yeah.
No, I see a pattern, and something that I've done the last couple of years is I like buying the whole kit, where your pattern's there, your fabric's already picked out, and all you have to do is just cut it and put it together. I think probably the hardest part is trying to get colors that coordinate, that go together.
Yeah.
I can't make up my mind.
Uh-huh.
But if I get it in a kit, then it's already kind of picked out and all that, but I'm okay with that.
That's interesting because I like the hunt.
Oh. And do right now, probably in my stash, I have probably 10 kits that I liked and bought. Sometimes we go to the Shop Hops and they have things on special.
Okay.
So I buy some of those kits that I like, and then I bring them home and put them in the stack, and that's where I'll get to those someday.
What tips would you give to other quilters?
Don't give up. Don't put them away for too long, because when you get them back out to finish them, it's a challenge sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up. It's rewarding to see a finished quilt.
Yeah.
And I told you I scrapbook, so I also take pictures of all the quilts, and then I scrapbook. So, it's kind of like a never-ending. But I don't know, don't give up, because if I can do it, anybody can do it. And my granddaughter, well, she'll soon be 13, and she has made a couple doll quilts. She likes setting at the machine and sewing, and I'm glad to share that with her, teach her that.
Neat. How old was she when she started?
Oh, she's been sewing. She'll be 13. She's probably been sewing, I don't know, maybe 4 years. She used to sit on my lap and kind of hold the fabric and we'd sew through it, you know. So, yeah, now she has her own machine, and she kind of, she'll just go in and sew some blocks together, and I'm okay with that.
Neat.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have stacks of fabric?
Not like some of them I've seen. I'm in some of those Facebook groups. I have one file drawer full of scraps, pretty much, and then the quilt shop out on Tennis Center Drive went out of business.
Uh-huh.
So we went and bought fabric there. So I have a couple piles of fabric sitting here from that. But no, I don't have a huge stash. I just had to go buy some fabric. My brother-in-law just had twin girls.
Oh.
And my husband goes with me and helps me pick out the fabric.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we went out to the Quilted Work out in Stanleyville.
Yes.
Marla was laughing at me because I calculated out exactly what I need.
Yeah.
So I usually don't have a whole lot left.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I have to buy just a half a yard or so in case I make a mistake.
Yeah. I do add a little bit for that, but in my head it's also going to, well, if I make a mistake, then I'll figure out what to do, and maybe I can pull something in from something I already have. I am such a miser. It's horrible. One thing, when you mentioned you worked with accounting, mm-hmm. I'm finding others in bookkeeping and accounting like quilting. I'm wondering if it's because we like the numbers.
Yeah, I think so. We like to end up just right. It has to be even and square.
You
know where every penny went. And
yeah.
Yeah. You know, that probably does kind of make sense.
If that's what I do, too. I'm not an accountant, but I'm a bookkeeper. I keep a couple different companies' books.
Well, I'm not an accountant either, but I did keep books for 22 years when I worked, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved doing that. So, it probably does have a little bit to do with why we're drawn to quilting.
Is there any other stories of your quilting that you'd like to share with me?
Oh, well, not really. The most embarrassing was cutting the fabric on the kitchen floor, trying to get it square. So, no, I think that's pretty well.
Part of this, too, is sometimes families can listen to the episode and find out things about you. Is there anything you would want your family to know about you?
They know everything about me. They know what makes me tick.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they pretty well got the goods on that, I think. They know I like my quilting, and they're okay with that.
Great. Are there other sewing projects you work on?
Oh, you know, I have been doing some stitching, taking the checkered hand towels. I don't know what you call them right now.
Uh-huh.
But like putting a design on them, like a pumpkin or a flower vase or something, and then embroidering those, appliquing those on the towels. I do some of those in the evening when I'm watching TV just to kind of be doing something. Other than that, no, I really don't like to make clothes. Now, my granddaughter was in 4-H, and she made a sundress, and
uh-huh.
she enjoyed that, and I worked with her on that. She went to state on that, and that kind of really got her encouraged to keep sewing.
Yeah.
But no, if it comes to sewing a button on or sewing a seam that's ripped, no, I'm not really too into
it. Always said I'd rather make a whole new whatever it would be rather than fix something on a current piece of clothing.
Yeah,
Well, thanks so much for sharing with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for interviewing me.
episode of A Quilter's Life. You can find more stories on aquilterslife.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts so each episode will be downloaded automatically. Thanks for listening.